So you have an amazing Spider-Man sequel script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And for this one, I really took a look at how people reacted to Spider-Man 3 to learn what not to do in a Spider-Man sequel.
That is smart, because people did not like that movie.
Exactly. And one of the things that people really hated is that a bunch of time was spent on relationship problems between Peter and MJ.
Very true.
So instead, what I did was spend a bunch of time on relationship problems between Peter and Gwen Stacy.
That's a completely different person. People are gonna appreciate that.
Yeah, and instead of being kidnapped and put into dangerous situations like MJ was, Gwen Stacy just straight up runs into them herself.
Empowering.
And dies.
Oh my god.
But before she dies, Peter's gonna be like, I stalked you every single day while we were broken up.
Oh, stalking a woman is a super romantic gesture.
Yeah, unless you're ugly, then it's horrifying.
Thank god Peter isn't ugly or Gwen would have been pissed.
Yeah.
So what other Spider-Man 3 lessons did you apply to this script?
Oh, well, another thing that people really didn't like about that movie was the inclusion of the three villains.
Right, there was Venom, Sandman, and Green Goblin.
Exactly, so I made sure not to make that mistake again.
Fantastic, so how many villains are there in this one?
Still three, but they're different ones.
Oh, so it wasn't that there was too many villains crammed in, it was that they weren't the right ones?
Right, so I completely switched it up and went with Rhino, Electro, and Green Goblin.
Oh, well, Green Goblin was in Spider-Man 3 as well.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So tell me about Rhino, what's his backstory?
Doesn't matter.
Fair enough. What about Electro?
Oh, well, he's gonna become super obsessed with Spider-Man after Spider-Man saves him and reads his name tag.
Okay.
And later he's gonna get electrocuted and get bitten by a bunch of electric eels.
Oh, and that gives him electric powers?
You bet it does, and obviously it also, you know, fixes the gap between his teeth.
What?
Yeah, he's gonna be in a tank full of eels and you're just gonna see his teeth get closer together because of the electricity.
Why would that happen though?
Well, what are the first things that come to mind when you think of electricity?
I guess lightning bolts, eels.
Right, and also dental work.
I'll be honest, if I had to list 5,000 things relating to electricity, I don't think dental work would even make that list.
Well, then how do you suggest we fix the gap in this guy's teeth?
He could just not have a gap in his teeth or continue to have a gap in his teeth?
Oh, you sound insane right now.
Wait, does the gap in his teeth factor into the plot or something?
No.
Okay, you know what? Whatever. Let's just move on.
So anyway, later he's gonna be in Times Square absorbing a bunch of electricity and something's gonna happen that's really gonna turn him into a villain.
Oh, what happens?
Well, Spider-Man doesn't immediately remember his name and then he gets jealous when all the screens switch from video of him to video of Spider-Man.
That's it.
Yeah, and also he has voices in his head now or something. We're not really gonna get into it, but he's evil now. That's all you need to know.
Well, okay then. So tell me about Green Goblin. Is it gonna be Norman Osborn or his son Harry?
Well, it's gonna be Harry, but his dad is gonna be in the movie a bit.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Norman's gonna be on his deathbed like, son, I never imagined dying this way.
What way?
Well, he explains to Harry that he had this super rare disease that only affects Osborns for some reason.
Oh no.
Yeah, and also that it started to affect him when he was Harry's age, so he's probably gonna get sick too.
I thought he said he never imagined dying this way, but he's been dying this way for 40 years.
That's right.
Wow, dude's not very good at putting two and two together.
I guess not. So anyway, then Norman's gonna die and Peter's gonna come visit Harry.
How come?
Well, he's gonna be like, hey, old friend, remember how we were childhood best friends?
Wait, Peter was best friends with Harry Osborn?
Yeah.
But pretty much the entire first movie had to do with Oscorp stuff, and we never once mentioned he had a personal relationship with Harry Osborn.
I guess he forgot about it.
Wow, what a horrible memory.
So then Harry decides that he needs Spider-Man's blood to cure himself, so he's like, Peter, you took his picture, you must know Spider-Man.
Taking somebody's picture doesn't automatically mean you know them.
Well, listen, I need to move the plot forward, so not everything's gonna make sense.
Feels like you should have stuff make sense.
Feels like you should have stuff make sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So we good?
I don't know anymore.
Perfect. So Peter's gonna be like, let's just give this some time. And Harry's gonna be like, I don't have time.
Doesn't he have like 40 years before he dies?
Well, I want there to be a sense of urgency here, so we're gonna pretend like it's urgent.
If you say so. And what else happens in the movie?
We're gonna have Aunt May become a nurse.
Oh, where's that story thread gonna go?
Nowhere.
Wow, well, good for her, I guess.
Yeah, it's not easy to become a nurse. I'm really proud of her.
It'd be pretty cool if it factored into the story in a meaningful way.
Yeah, but it's not gonna though.
Oh well, so what else should I know about the movie?
Well, people really liked when Spider-Man cracked jokes in the first movie, so in this one he's gonna prioritize jokes over human life.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, like he's gonna have an opportunity to stop Rhino, but instead he's gonna crack some jokes and let him continue his rampage for another 5 minutes.
Very irresponsible.
And when Electro is going crazy in Times Square, Spider-Man's gonna take the time to put on a fireman hat, even though people are about to die.
Oh, playing dress-up during life and death situations is tight.
It's also extra dangerous, because for some reason every
time there's a major crime in New York, everyone forms a crowd to watch.
Wow, the people of New York have no sense of self-preservation.
We're also gonna have a big story thread where Peter discovers that his father mixed his own DNA in with the Oscorp spiders, and only somebody from his own bloodline could ever get superpowers from them.
Really overcomplicating his origin story, huh?
Oh, wait till you hear how Peter discovers it.
Do tell.
He's gonna break his dad's old calculator and find some subway tokens in there. Then he's gonna go to an abandoned subway station and put them in a coin thingy, and then a secret train's gonna come out of the ground, and in that train there's gonna be a message from his dad.
Wow, that is a super complicated way of relaying information.
Right, could've just left him a note.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Green Goblin's gonna team up with Electro, cause they both hate Spider-Man.
Okay.
And Electro has these shorts on that came out of nowhere. He just suddenly has shorts on? How's that possible? Do you wanna see a lightning penis?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither. So he has some shorts on now.
Yeah, okay, good call.
So then they're gonna have a big final fight against Spider-Man.
Is it gonna be hard for Peter to take on Green Goblin and Electro?
No, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Green Goblin is only gonna attack after Electro is dead.
They're gonna take turns attacking Spider-Man?
Right.
I thought the whole thing was that they were gonna team up.
Yeah, they're gonna team up, individually, one after the other.
Pretty awful strategy, but okay.
And then we're gonna have Harry Osborn in prison, and we're gonna tease his plan for the Sinister Six.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, and he's gonna arrange to break Rhino out of prison and give him a Rhino outfit.
What's that gonna accomplish?
Oh, something, I suppose.
Wow.
And then Spider-Man's gonna swing a manhole cover at him, and we're gonna cut to the credits.
Oh, we're not gonna show how that fight ends?
Maybe we'll show it at the beginning of the third movie.
Well, assuming people enjoy this one.
Hey, if Tobey Maguire got 3 Spider-Man movies, Andrew Garfield's getting at least 3.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And we have a lot more of these on the channel, like over 70 if you want to check some more out. Also on the channel, we have a new series called Theory Battle and a couple of really cool documentaries. So if you haven't subscribed, definitely consider subscribing. You could like this video, share it on Facebook and Twitter. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.